Hanukkah Sameach.
What?
Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
Hey, what's happening?
Hanukkah Or.
There we go. Okay.
Wasn't thinking.
Oh, you mean when you don't think things improve?
Sameach.
That's a really nice vest.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So we were holding on Daf Pei Dalet, actually, is today's Daf. And we were in the middle of discussing where the Gemara had done us a lovely presentation of talking about all the different configurations where you have Lezeh Benachat, Lezeh Benachat, Lezeh Bekosher, Lezeh Bekosher, Lezeh Bekosher, Lezeh Benachat. What we came out that we didn't really have a riot to so far was how about if you have Lezeh Bepetach, Lezeh Beshoshul. Bepetach means it's open for your usage. And the case that we had, of course, was very similar. It seemed similar to the case in our Mishnah, in which you have a in the case that we ended up with, the question was Bezeh B'Shilshul Bezeh B'Zrika. So the question is the relationship between Shilshul and Zrika a relationship of Nachat and Kosher, or is it basically the same? So here we have a case, in other words, you have people that are using something from above, people that are using something from below. It's Lamata Me'asorah of the ones above, so they have to be Mishashel, and it's Lamala Me'asorah of the ones below, so they have to be Zorek. Again, the words Zorek and Shoshul don't mean literally we have robes, or that we have to throw, because we're talking about Asorah, but the idea over here is that when you put something heavy down, it's kilo, you have to lift it and set it down. And we're calling that Bezrika. So we had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Now Shmuel Lechora said that the similarities to the case of the Mishnah, and this is where we were holding, because according to Shmuel, if you have one Beshilshul, then he says that you give it to the one that's Beshilshul, because compared to the one that's Bezrika, the Beshilshul is considered to be more like a pet. So it's as if it's Lezeh Benachat, Lezeh Bekosher. The raya seems to be from our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if you have an amud in the chotzer, and the amud is l'mala me'asara, then as long as it's within the four tvachim of the mirpeset, four tvachim, in other words, distance, horizontal distance, then you would give it to the mirpeset. Now, l'chora, the mirpeset is using it from a height of l'mala me'asar, we'll get to that detail in a moment, which means that it's b'shilshul, and therefore, because it's given to the merpeset, it's not that they asr one on the other, clearly shilshul is adif. So the shilshul, as opposed to zrika, shilshul is viewed as benachat. This was the raya that we had for Shmuel, we asked on Rav, what's Rav going to do with the Mishnah? So let's just review that raya at the very end of Amud Beis. It's none. It says in our Mishnah, Anshei Chatzer v'Anshei Merpeset, Sheshachachu v'lo yirvu, Ko shegavoa asarat vachim. If you have an Amud asarat vachim, and you have the people on the upper story that had not made an Erev with the people on the lower Chatzer, but nonetheless had made an Erev for all of the people who lived upstairs, the people downstairs have made an error for the people who live downstairs. The din is that over there, if it's within 10 tvachim, then it goes to the chotzer. That we'll have to figure out why that's true, but the pashtim, they're the only ones then that have direct usage. If it's the malam yasar tvachim, it goes directly to the merpeset. Now, kasalka daitech, our thoughts were about this, that the lashon of the merpeset doesn't mean literally that we use it from the merpeset level. It means that it's an entryway for B'nai Aliyah. Ramai kari la merpeset, the kasalki b'merpeset. That's what we view this as. It's not as the equivalent, literally, of a gezustra, where people's homes open into the gezustra. Now the gezustra is a chotzer, but rather a merpeset is something like we would call a fire escape. In other words, there's a landing, and along that landing, you go up now to the Aliyah. The windows will jut up. Do we have maybe they have a drawing? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Basically the idea. In other words, they have the actual entranceway, is on this floor, which is above, and then because there's a landing, I mean, I don't know why they have, to have it going around the whole building, but it's basically a landing where you come up the bottom stairs from the chatzar, go along the merpeset, and go up to your house. I mean, whatever, but you get the idea. I don't know why they particularly have this configuration, but the configuration is accurate. It's more reasonable to say each house basically has a little entranceway that it has to, if they want to make it like this, rather than there's one ladder. But the point is that a merpeset is like a landing. If the merpeset is a landing, then there's no way that we could possibly say that the buildings on top, the B'nai Aliyah, are going to be able to use this without shilshul from their windows. Because, I mean, the windows have got to be l'malo mi'asar. It's simply impossible for there to be any other way. How could they possibly have enough room to have a landing and go into their house and still have their windows down on the bottom to be b'toch hasar? It's impossible. So, in other words, it's a given that the case in the Mishnah would be that it's lezeh b'shilshul or lezeh b'zrika. And nonetheless, it's saying give it to the B'nai Amr-Peset. The B'nai Amr-Peset doesn't mean people who use it from the Amr-Peset. It means people who use it that have to go up through the Amr-Peset. That was our assumption. And the only reason that we call them Amr-Peset is because they go through the Amr-Peset to get there. Alma kol lezeh b'shilshul or lezeh b'zrika. Notnina to lezeh sh'b'shilshul. Answers the Gemara, your understanding of the case of the Mishnah is flawed, and what it's really talking about is Kedam Ravuna, Lotan Hadarim b'mirpesa. The case over here is that indeed you're right, that the Mirpeset would normally be used as a low slung landing, which it itself could be v'toch esrim tvachim of the ground. But in this case, there's no second story that you go up to from the merpeset. You enter directly from the merpeset into your home, which means that the merpeset is functioning as a gezustra, but it's low. So that the people that are using the merpeset, there's now diurin on the merpeset, not just the passageway, the merpeset, where the merpeset is basically viewed as a ladder. And if there's diurin on the merpeset, there are betoch esrim tvachim of the ground, then an amud asara is actually bitoch asara tvachim to the B'nai Amr-Peset. In which case it's not b'shilshul, it's b'petach. And the case of the Mishnah would then be lezeh b'petach lezeh b'zrika. And we certainly would give it to lezeh b'petach, so it goes to the B'nai Amr-Peset. And that's Kinyam Ravuna. We'll see later on that Ravuna is forced to say about the latter part of the Mishnah, that it's talking about people that actually live on the level of the merpeset, and therefore there are diurim in the merpeset. Ochinami lo tam hadarim ba merpeset. That's the Gemara, Yochi. Ema seifa. Say, wait a second. If that's the case, then you see, before we thought that what we were talking about was a second story, in which case the next piece of the Mishnah made perfectly good sense. If it's less than Asarat Fakhim, then it goes to the Chatzar. Yes, of course. If it's less than Asarat Fakhim, then to the B'nai HaChatzar it's Bepetach, whereas to the B'nai Aliyah it's B'Shoshal. But now you're telling me that the B'nai Aliyah are also low. So let's say they're 19 Tfakhim above. No, so now this thing is less than 10 Tfakhim. It's less than 10 Tfakhim for them too. Why would it go necessarily to the Chatzar? What's the meaning? It goes to the chutz. Says the Gemara, no. It's not a problem. Let's see the question inside. If it's the case, as you say it, that the merpeset is a low slung landing, so then, we know that in cases where it's lezeh b'petach, lezeh b'petach, what's the halacha? According to Rav that we're going to, it's a sur completely. You can't even move it. Because it's shayach to both of them. It's certainly usher to take down into your house, that's for sure. So what do you mean we give it to the chatzar? No, says the Gemara. When it says l'chatzar, it means af l'chatzar, v'shneim asurim. It means don't think it goes directly to the B'nai Amr-Peset, it also goes to the B'nai HaChatzar. And therefore, of course, since it also goes to the B'nai HaChatzar, both become also. That's exactly what it's saying. The truth is, Hachinami Mistavra. I know that you think I'm being a little bit illogical about this, because Lachotzer, I mean, you think Lachotzer's got to mean really given to the Chotzer. But I'll prove to you that's exactly the way the Mishnah's using the words. Because take a look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Bameh Devarim Amurim, Bismucha. When do we say that we give it to the Mirpeset? Only if it's within four Tfachim horizontally of the Mirpeset, so that it's easy for them to reach. But if it's further away, Avabubu Fleget, then even if it's 10 Tfachim high, we give it to the Chatzar. What is that supposed to be? We give it to the Chatzar. How do we give it to the Chatzar? Myla Chatzar. What it means, we give it to the Chatzar Vishari. We give it only to the Chatzar. And it's definitely Mutter to the Chatzar. Why would that possibly be? I mean, it's certainly Reshuta to Tarvayu. It's the Mala Me'asar, and therefore it's not Kepetach L'Chatzar. It's still accessible, just inconveniently, to the Bnei Amri Pesach. And I thought in a Reshuta to Tarvayu, the Halacha is that they answer on each other. Ella, you're going to be forced to say Mala Chatzar, Af L'Chatzar. Certainly in the second part of the mission, there's no escaping the facts. Here you could have told me, nah, come on, man. If it says less than 10 tefachim, it goes to the chatzar, it means only to the chatzar. In which case, obviously, the mepeset is out of range. And therefore, your logic, meaning your description of the mission, is wrong. Because the mission is taken for granted that if it's lamata mi'asara for the chatzar, that it's out of range of the Mirpeset, and according to you, it's not out of range of the Mirpeset. But now I'll prove to you, no matter what Shabbat you say in the Mishnah, you're going to have to deal with the second case in the Mishnah where it's talking about the Amud being more than 10 Tvachim. So if it's more than 10 Tvachim, it's out of range of the Chatzar too. So what are you telling me? It's given to the Chatzar. Why is it given to the Chatzar? I'll tell you why it's given to the Chatzar. Because it's given also to the Chatzar. That's the Pshat. It's just as inconvenient for them as it is for the people on the bottom. That's all. So Af L'Chatzar, meaning Shneihem Asurim, nu, if the Mishnah is willing to use the word L'Chatzar, meaning Af L'Chatzar, then Hachinami. Do I have a problem in the Reisha? I'll say exactly the same thing about the words L'Chatzar in the Reisha. My L'Chatzar, you're right, it's less than 10 Tvachim, but so it's still less than 10 Tvachim than the Mirpeset. You're right, my L'Chatzar, Af L'Chatzar, Ushneihem Asurim. Shema Mina, indeed, therefore it's clear that our original understanding of the Mishnah, in which the Bnei Aliyah were Lamala Me'asara, was wrong. The Bnei Aliyah from the Amud. The Bnei Aliyah were not Lamala Me'asara from the Amud. Therefore, with Yishtam Shut, Be Petach, or Benacha, and not Be Shilshul. Tanan. What about the next part of the Mishnah? The part of the Mishnah about Chuyat HaBor VaSela. Now that is really confusing. I mean, the Sela I understand, okay? It says over there you have a stone. The stone is Gavoa Asara. So then it's given to the Mirpeset. Okay, I understand, it's out of range of the Chatzar. Pachot Mikan L'Chatzar. So Rav Huna says, and here's where Rav Huna says his pshat that we mentioned before, but when it says Lemir Peset, it doesn't mean Lemir Peset, meaning the people who get to their homes through the landing. It means Lemir Peset, meaning Lo Tamadarim Lemir Peset. In other words, the houses open directly onto the Mirpeset, which makes the Mirpeset their Chotzer. They now have the Yorin in the Mirpeset, and the Mirpeset is indeed low slung, because it's a landing, and therefore it's within range of the Sela. That's all very nice. That I understand when it comes to the Sela. How are you going to explain the bor? Because the bor, they have to get down to ground level. What do I care about the mechitzas around the bor? Bottom line is, how do they get to the water in the bor? With a rope. So they lowered their bucket into the bor, to the ground level. So what do we have over here? We have a situation whereby, for people on the ground, they're going to have to go raise the bucket above 10 and then lower it into the water. Pull it back up and into their rishos. But for the people who are in the merpeset, they're going to have to lower the bucket and then pull it up, l'malam yasara, up to their chatzar, which is the merpeset. So then, if that's the case, it's certainly l'zav b'shilshav, l'zav b'zrika. Zrika, because they have to get it above the corner. Let's get that pretty picture.
Look at that. Look at that beautiful picture. Look
what
at
number
that.
Is it?
279. You've never seen a beautiful Chuliah Tabor as that. Wasn't that beautiful? Fresh. It's all fresh. Still hasn't even hardened. Look at that. He just dug it out. And so according to this, what is it proving? If I give it to the Merpeset, it's proving that Lezeh B'Shilshol, the Merpeset is B'Shilshol, and Lezeh B'Zrika, the Chotzer, has to lift up the bucket to go over. It's called Zrika. So if it's Lezrika, we give it to the Merpeset, which is B'Shilshol, which is exactly what Shmuel said. So from that part of the Mishnah, you have a riot, right? In other words, the Selah, okay, so I don't have a problem because it's on top. So it's B'Toch HaSara, it's not B'Shilshol. But there's no way you can tell me a boar is B'Toch HaSara. Maybe the Chuliah Tabor, but then what's the point of saying Chuliah Tabor if you mean the Chuliah? Obviously you mean to use the inside of the bar. If you use the inside of the bar, you're already talking about Shulshul no matter where the Merpeset is. So you're not helping me now. We still have a Raya to Shmuel. Says the Gemara Lechora. Okay, understand Tenach Sela. What are you going to say about the bar? Ma'ikel Amema. Omer of Yitzchak, Bereder of Yehuda. The bar is a cistern that is filled to the brim. So now it's on, it's all the way up to within Asara of the Mirpesa. I don't understand, I mean, but it's not always that way. I mean, if you take water out, so now it's not up to the brim anymore, if it's a cistern. So Vahachasra, I mean, it does go down. Yeah, okay, it goes down. But Kima de Chimalya Sharia, Kichasra Nami Sharia. But since when it's full, it's okay. So Mimele, it's considered to be the Bnei Merpeset. Because there's times where it's okay.
What is the bore is filled?
It's a cistern. It's filled to the top. So if I want to get water when it's filled to the brim, I can take it from the Merpeset because it's within Hasar. It'll go lower. Okay, fine, go lower. But since Lemaisa, when it's full, it's within range of the Merpeset, it makes sense to give it the Merpeset. I mean, Hadarabah, Kivendechichasra, Asira, Kimayanami Asira. I mean,
filled to the brim.
I would look at it the other way. I would say, look, I mean, basically, the situation of the water is a temporary one. What we're looking at is a container. Look at the container. Is the container within range? No, it's not within range. So tell me, so because of that, where it happens to be filled to the brim, so now it can be used because we view it as a merpeset. I mean, does that make sense? That the temporary situation is what defines giving it to the merpeset. It makes more sense to say the opposite. That the situation where I don't have to make sure it's filled to the brim should define its general usage, which means that it should be given to both of them and it should be awesome. That's to both of them. It's inconvenient, according to what Rav is learning. Hello, Marabas. In other words, it seems to be again a riot to Shmuel. That because since the Merpeset is going to be using it by lowering a barrel, a bucket, and the others are going to have to use it by lifting the bucket over the edge, so it's more convenient to lower. And that's what Shmuel Tain is the meaning of the Mishnah. What's Rav going to do about this? Hello, Marabaye. Hachababor Malia Perotaskina. We're not talking about a water cistern. We're talking about a raisin cistern. You ever seen one of those? Atida Eretz Yisrael Otzi Glus Gaot. That's right. Says the Gemara, I didn't say, what do I care whether it's water or raisins? I mean, the bottom line is when you take something out, it's going to be chaser. Who cares if it's liquid or solid? The difference is water can't be tevel, but perot could be tevel. And if they're tevel, you can't move them on Shabbos. So therefore, we define the situation as per Shabbos. And this Shabbos right now, it's l'malam yasa.
What if
it could
be tevel?
What's that?
What if it could be tevel?
Yeah, it's not us who drink tevel water. It's the problem with tevel. You mean it's truma water that's tevel? That's the problem. You can't make it awesome. Payers, you can make awesome. Says the Gemara. So it's Bativla. By the way, I mean, I'm not being obtuse because, I mean, it does put together the case of the Chuliah Tabor together with a Selah. A Selah doesn't change. A Selah for Shabbos is a solid seller. They can have any gumi to sell. Shmamina. Yeah, but the problem is that the Shmamina itself proves that you're wrong, because then you're saying it's nothing but a case that's similar to Sela, so why mention it? I mean, if you're telling me two different cases, and obviously the point of the case of the bor has got to be different than the case of the Sela, to say that it's coming to tell me that a bor that's just like a Sela is a Sela, thank you very much. So then, Lomelei Lomisne bor, Lomelei Lomisne Sela. Why then would I have to say both? I certainly need to say Sela, right? Because, I mean, if I would have said bor without a Sela, then I certainly would have assumed it means a regular bor, and it would have proven Shmuel conclusively. It's the fact that it says Sela that allows us to say doesn't really mean a bor where you have Bashilsha. Okay, but why? What are you adding by saying bor? You don't have to say it at all. So, Lama Leila Misnai, the case of the bor, Tzricha. Diash Mina Sela, the Lekala Migza, I would say like this. Tell me, Sela, and understand, okay, Sela is within our Sarafah. Mashenkin Abor, if we allow you to use a one Shabbos where you have these Tevel raisins in it, what happens if next Shabbos it has non Tevel raisins? I mean, you get used to the idea of using a cistern from Yomer Pesach, you're starting to realize it. Last week it was Muktzah, this week it's not Muktzah. So Mamela, I might think the Ligs are Zimna Damaya Perot Metukanim. What's going to prevent them from using it for things that indeed are Chosra? And that is Osir. Therefore, Tzricha, we need the case too. That's the Chiddush. But you certainly can't prove Shmuel from the Mishnah 100%. The Mishnah will be coming to tell me this case. Okay, Tashma, how about this? Anshe Chotzer V'Anshe Aliyah Sheshachachu V'lo Irvu Anshei Chatzer Mishtamshim Ba'asara HaTachtonim V'Anshei Aliyah Mishtamshim Ba'asara HaElyonim. So what it seems to be talking about over here is where you have a long distance between the upper story and the lower story. So we say like this. Within 10 Tvachim of the lower story, belongs to the lower story. Within 10 Tvachim of the upper story, it belongs to the upper story. In between, we didn't discuss. So in other words, let's say you have a ziz, ketzat, ziz yotzeim in hakotel. You have a shelf now that's sticking out of the wall somewhere on the side of the building where we put the gargoyles. So suppose you want to put something else besides the gargoyle on the ziz. So then, if it's lamata me'asara tvachim from the ground, it goes to the chatzah completely. It's all theirs. If it's Lamala Miyasar, then it goes to Aliyah. It's all theirs. So within 10 Tvachim of the Aliyah. So if they want to put something on the shelf outside of their window, that's within 10 Tvachim of their window, if you're so great, put something on the shelf. Why not? But what's important to us is that the clear implication is that it's somewhere between those two spices. In other words, it's Lezeb Zrik of Lezeb Shulshul. Ooh, what happens then? It's awesome, because it's to both of them equally, despite the fact that one is Bashilshul and one is Bezrika. So Hada Beni Beni would be awesome, which is a clear raya to Rav.
In either direction.
In either direction, because they both Aser on each other. We don't say, as Shmuel said, well, but it's more convenient for the upper story, because the upper story is going down with a rope, whereas the other one's going to get up there. It's always easier to lower and to raise something than it is to get it from against gravity from the bottom to the top. How am I going to get it there? So therefore, we see over here that Shmuel's logic does not apply. Yes. And that indeed, the in distance where they're both inconvenient, they're equally inconvenient. And it's viewed as the rishus of both, and they answer on each other.
They're both farther than Asara.
They're both farther than Asara, despite the fact that when I'm above, farther than Asara, it's Bashilshul. So you see that Shilshul and Zrika are equal. Rav Shmuel tied it all along at Shilshul and Zrika. Shilshul comes first, and it's considered to be the Petach. This is serious.
Amen.
Omer of Nachman, Hacha B'Kotel Tisha'a Saraskin. And we've got the same situation, same answer we gave in our Mishnah. In other words, the upper story is not somewhere up there. The upper story is within 19 tvachim of the ground. In which case, there's no beni beni. It's either within 10 of the upper story, or it's within 10 of the lower story. That's the point.
Or Bainey Bainey.
Why don't we want to talk about a case of 20 where you could have it exactly a 10? Because then we get to a question which is not clear later, and that is where the surface is exactly 10. As we go according to the surface itself, as Rashi says, in order to avoid that issue here, we said 19, meaning a little bit less than 20. Okay, so therefore, in this case, lamata mi'asara, there is no beni beni. If it's lamata mi'asara, then to the lamata becomes bepetach, and lezeb shilshul, meaning lamata mi'asara given 9. In other words, it's only talked about tefachim. So to them it's 9, and to them it's 10. So to one it's bepetach, and one it's b'shilshul. So obviously it's given to the one bepetach. If it's lamala mi'asara, so then it's echad bepetach to the lamal, to the elyonim, to the bnei aliyah, and to the bnei achotzer, it's bezrika. So then of course we give it to the bnei amirpetzer. So therefore says Rav, this is not my case, sorry. Stick to the units. So lamal, mi'asor, lezeb bepetach, lezeb bezrika. Okay, see if we can bring a raya from another interesting case. Can I have the picture book, please? The case over here is talking about the Mishnah. This is a continuation of the Mishnah later that describes, it's a sugya that we've spoken about in the past. It describes what to do in a case where you live in Venice and you need water.
She has to bring the rat, the rats should bring.
Or, you, for that matter, you could be living in Tel Aviv when it rains. But the idea is basically the same. So you have water outside your window, and now you want to get a bucket that's coming from the water level into your house.
Not in bed.
You don't want to drink that. Okay.
I don't think you want to.
Once upon a time. So what do? You build a virtual mechitza. Because remember, we allow a mechitza tluya b'mayim. So you build this little hole with a mechitza off of your gezustra, which is suspended between two zizim. You have two zizim coming out of the wall, and you put a board across them. And then you have a hole in it that has that 10-foot mechitza. You can put the bucket through this, that's a hole, through this. Basically, you take a box, and you attach the box around it here. And you can drop the bucket through the box because the mechitzas are considered to go straight down into the water, and it's all your reshut hayachid.
Units is a ke.
Right. That's called a mechitza tluya. It's a hanging mechitza. When it came to water, as we saw earlier, when it came to water, a mechitza tluya is matir. Kalu. Kalu shi kilu chachomim b'mayim is what we said. Okay, so in a case where you have, two gezustraot, which is this case, you have two gezustraot, they're not directly above each other, they're next to each other. One is lamala and one is lamata. So what happens in that case? The asula elyona, the case in the Mishnah is you made for the upper gezustra, you made this b'chitza tluya, so it's hanging. But lo asur l'tachtona, you didn't make for these people. So in order for these people to get water, they have to put their bucket up through here, draw the water up, and then bring it into their rishos. So the din over there is, shtehen asurot ad sheyarvu. Both of them are asur, unless they make an Eruv between them in such a case. Now the Shaila is, why should they both be Aser? Because what we have over here is Lezeh B'Shilshul. You'll notice that for the people in the upper Rishut who have their little virtual Mechitza, all they have to do is B'Shilshul, correct? And Lebnei Ha'Tachtona, the ones that are on the lower level who don't have, it's paradoxically bezrika. The only way they can get to it is by lifting it up, into the hole of the mechitza of the next people, and then lowering their bucket. So you see from there that even if you have one Beshilshel and one Bezrika followed by Shilshel, which is happy, that's Vadai, and here you've got all the things against you. Nonetheless, it's considered to be even. Shmuel should say, I mean, in this case, where you not only have the problem of Zrika, you have Zrika plus. I was just comparing Zrika to Shilshel. Here I'm adding to the problem of Zrika. They not only have Zrika, they have the same Shilshel I have, plus the Zrika. Nonetheless, I'm not giving it to the people who just have it directly with Shilshel. Come on, man.
Why does it have to be within dollars?
What's that?
This has to be within dollars.
That's another problem. How are they able to carry from one to the other and so on?
Well, that's,
So you see from here that, I mean, Shmuel is completely blown away by this mission. I mean, this is like the ultimate anti-Shmuel case. Because you've got everything against the people that are Bezrika. Nonetheless, they're considered to be similar issues. Omer Avada Barava. No, the case over here is, let me just have the picture again. Omer Avada Barava. Biba'im b'nei ha-tachtonah derech elyon elamalot. It's talking about that they don't use it Bezrika. They put a ladder up. And whenever they want water, they come up here to use the virtual machitza, this is the virtual cistern, I suppose you should call it, when you stick your bucket into this black hole and it gets directly into the arm, you see? So there, okay, I mean, they're both using the same area. Naturally, they will aser on each other. That I understand. Abaye Omar. Abaye says, no, siree, there is a completely new idea that's being expressed over here that we've never had before, and it's a tremendous chiddush that has implications all over. And what it's talking about is, kegon dekaimin betuch asara dehadadi. Both of these gizut tra'ot are within 10 tfachim of one another. Volomi boy ka'oma, the case as given, is a case that's telling me not only this but this. In other words, lomi boy, because you see, the problem over here is not because one is Bezrika and one is Bezrika, but Shilsha has nothing to do with that. In a case, let's say, where they were asula tachtona, velo asula elyona, over there, they would be asur. Why would they be asur? The kivan the bnei the bego asara da hadad the kayomin asur na hadad. It's clear to me, and let's forget about who has the thing. The issue over here is the very fact that they're betoch asara of one or the other. Since there's not a distance of 10 tefachim that separates them, even if to one of them it's bekasha and to one of them it's bekal, this is how Shmuel understands. In other words, you might think that we could separate the usage of these chatzirot by virtue of the fact that to one it's b'shilshul, and to one it's b'zrika b'shilshul. That's what you would think. I want you to know that no matter what you would do, you couldn't separate these two rishuyos. Because the very fact that they're b'toch hasor of one of the other means they're all one rishuyos. Show me where's the b'chitza b'neim, huh? Show me. So the very fact that they're betoch hasara means I don't care if you've created a situation whereby it's, but I mean, after all, let's take into consideration, as you, Shmuel, always do, the fact that if to one it's Beshilshel, to one it's Bezrika, so then it only goes to the people that are Bezrika, Beshilshel. And Kol Shekein, in a case where the ones that use a Bezrika need to follow that with a Shilshel, Kol Shekein, the Kol Shekein, then it goes to Bnei HaShilshel. Says Shmuel, that's all very nice. You can make as many differences. You can have Lozeh B'petach Mamash. It won't help you. Because wherever you have two Rishuyos without an indication of a difference between them, B'toch HaSara of one another, it's all one Chatzar. I don't care what you want to tell me. There's nothing that separates these two Rishuyos. And since there's nothing that separates them, they have access one to another, forget it. There's no way that they could use the same area. It's as simple as that. Even though there's plenty of other reason to say we could separate. It's not enough. Lezeb petach, lezeb shoshu v'zrika, and so on, nothing will make that difference. And that's the lomi boikolin. It's not only in a case the other way around, where they made for the tachtonah, say, oh, okay, over there, I understand. But even if you have it the other way around, where you would think that since we're talking about each one of them needing the other one, and one is b'shilsho, one is b'zrika, let's give it to the one b'shilsho. No, not true. The idea over here is, it's b'toch ha-sora, it's not going to count. Tomash Malan, that since it's b'toch ha-sora, asri ha-dodi, even if they wouldn't be using it together, they'd be asri ha-dodi.
At what point do you not, is there any point where you wouldn't need an heir altogether between the two?
No. The closer it gets, the more you need an heir. Not the less you need an heir.
No, my point is that being that we look at it as one chatzer in the sense that.
So as long as the point where it wouldn't need an heir is where there was where you put up a mechitza b'neihem. So in other words, either it's more than asara apart. And then Shmuel. So then it was more than that's our report. Fine. Then we're dealing with two separate chatzeres. Now the question is, who's sholed on this? But if you're not dealing with two separate chatzeres, what do you mean, who's sholed? They're all sholed. I don't care about the fact that you're saying, yeah, but technically, I mean, it's easier for these guys. What's the point is, there's one chatzer. And they don't have an heir. What's that? One chatzer always needs an heir, by definition. A chatzer always needs an heir. There's two separate rishuyos opening into a common area needs an heir. That's the definition of an heir. Right, they didn't make an heir by name. Kamash malan, the kiva, there we go, asaraka, yomin asunadani. In other words, differences in tashmish do not register unless you also have first the separation of chatzeros. But you can't use differences in tashmish to create the differences of a chatzer. That's the point. So as long as you don't start with two separate chatzeros, you can forget about the whole discussion of petach, shirshol, zrika, nachas, kosher, it's irrelevant. You have to begin with a clear-cut separation of the rishuyos. Then you can wonder what kind of usage they have of a common area. But common areas, bichlal and one chatzer, will never be divided by the ease of use. Fine, that's a very important thing to know. Ki yuhadi amr of Nachman, this is really similar, says Abaye, to the case where Shmuel himself was quoted by Rav Nachman, in giving a similar construct in which you have a Gog, which is Samuch to Rishut HaRabim. What happened over here is that you have a building, you have a Har Nof building. It happens even in those times. In which the roof of one of the buildings sticks up above the street level. Oh boy, horrible, horrible. But you have this all the time. There, so it sticks up above the street level of the street above because it's on a hill. Okay. Now above the roof level of that building, there's another building that goes up. And very often you find yourself in Har Nof walking across the roof of one building, basically entering now into the so-called first floor of the, you know, Rehov HaKablan, where you're actually on the roof of Rehov, whatever they call that street down there on the bottom, Chaytayv or whatever. Okay, that's the situation over here. The people in the building that opens onto the street cross the roof of the other building and go into their entryway, or they can. It's not maybe their main entrance. Let's take a look at a picture. They don't have a nice picture. Yeah, okay. I mean, here, you have to look at the little windows going down the side to visualize Rehov Chai Tai. But that's the building that actually opens up on the bottom story. This is picture number 285. So you've got that upper street now is a rooftop. That's Lamala Me'asura. It doesn't have to be this close to it, but it's Lamala Me'asura of Rosh Hasharabim of this street. Now, there's a landing, a passive landing, between the street and the God. So you could climb up from the street to the God. And therefore, what happens is that the people that have their building on the higher level often cut across the roof in order to get into their house as well, although they may have a fancy opening directly to Rishus HaRav. Now, says Shmuel, it depends. If they put a permanent staircase at the entranceway to the roof, then the permanence of the staircase basically incorporates the roof as the entrance to their house. And now the roofway is viewed as their chatzah and is not ossered by the fact that the neighbors of Sarabim could get there through the merpeset. So Gaga Samukhla Shudarabim Sarich Sulam Kavua Lahatiro. And the question is why? Sulam Kavua in Sulam Aroy Lo. Why in the world would the people that were coming up along the Gog, why would they even have to take into consideration that anybody else is considered to have access to this roof? What gives B'nai Rosh Hashanah access to this roof if it's 10 tefachim away, that we should need a sulam kavua to be koveya, that it's actually completely belongs to the people in the building that use it for access? Why is that? I'll tell you why. Is it not because Lav mishum dekivan de betoch asara da hadadi kaime asra na hadadi? I would expect that the idea is this, that the landing of the merpesa is considered to be an extension of that Rishus HaRabi, because over there it's a petach to this god, but it's also accessible to the B'nai Rishus HaRabi, and since it's betoch asara of both, and because of that, they now asr on each other, because B'nai Rosh Hashanah have access through the merpeset, which is betoch hasorah of the top, betoch hasorah of the bottom. So it means an area that's betoch hasorah will asr and make something one rishus. So since it makes it one rishus, you now are not allowed to carry along the roof. So you see that Shmuel himself, says Abayah, takes into consideration this idea that wherever you don't have a clear-cut differentiation in an area, then the fact that it's betoch hasorah itself, unless there's something else, such as the sulam kavua over here, something else that tells you to whom this area is shayach, then you're going to have to ask for it because it's mixed between two areas. In this case, of course, it's not mixed in chatzerot, it's mixed with the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. But by extension, in the case of the two Gezustraot, it's mixed by the B'nai Gezustra. The same abstract idea. There's not enough of a differentiation. The Sulam creates that differentiation, but by the Gezustra, since it's B'tok HaSarah, we don't have that distinction. So my time, Allah Mishum Dekivan the B'tok HaSarah Da Adadi Kaime Asrana Adadi. Matkiflar of Papa, who says? Who says it has anything to do with access through the Mirpeset, which now draws together the Gog and the street? There's another simple explanation. The simple explanation is that even though the street level is 10 tefach, more than 10 tefach, and here we finally get to some indication of the dwarf problem, which the president keeps raising. People on the street on a hot day may well take off their jackets and their hats to rest for a little while until they get some air. That's true. We're talking about in places where they don't have tznias police. So they're walking along the street, they may just want to air out a bit, right? It's hot. So they take off their clothes, lie them down on the roof. So you say, what do you mean? But the roof is more than 10 tefachim. And more than 10 tefachim, people don't use, because we saw earlier, only an amud tisha is usable for kotef, to rest your backpack on. And here is the only place, and again, according to other Rishonim, this is not exactly necessarily the right configuration, but the way we've been explaining this, Rashi. Here's where Rashi explains a very important yesod. That the reason that we talk about the inconvenience of Lamala Mi'asara, it's certainly not inconvenient to take your hat off and put it Lamala Mi'asara. You always do that. We have a hat rack at Salamala Me'asara. You can hang your jacket at Salamala Me'asara. The only reason that we view Salamala Me'asara as being inconvenient is because the main hishtamshut in a chotzer is for heavy things, not for light things. So heavy things you put down on a tabletop, but you don't put it up on a shelf. Once you put it up on a shelf already, then it's inconvenient. So that's considered to be a lezebezrika. But where you're talking about putting down your hat and your jacket, that's a very light kind of thing, which of course you put lamala miyasora there. It's not considered to be lezebezrika. Since it's a very common usage for people along the street to need to air off a bit, and they do take off their clothes, set it down on the side for a while until they get some air. So maybe that's the reason it's also. How do you know that Shmuel is taking into consideration the fact that the Merpeset now creates an area where there's no 10 difference and it's all the same? I don't know if that's true, Bichlam. So therefore, you cannot bring a raya from here that Shmuel necessarily holds, like this Yesod of Abaya, that any time something is within 10, that usage is no longer a function of the, is no longer a factor in the defining the function. Not necessarily true. So, Dilma Kisharabi Mechatim Alav Bekumta Vesudra. Therefore, we have our two approaches, Rav and Shmuel, but we have not been able to prove that one is right. So, according to Shmuel, we still have the assumption that Lezeb is Shilshul, Lezeb is Rika, we give it to the Shilshul people, when, according to Rav, we consider it to be the same. Now, tomorrow we're going to examine the further questions of the horizontal distances. We really haven't taken very much into consideration yet the Arba Tvachim and so on that we were talking about before, and see if that adds an additional component to the equation. We'll do our chazor here. Which means it's obviously more than 20 tefachim high. So alma kol zeh b'shul shul lezeh b'zrika, not imat ol zeh b'shul shul. No, says the Gemara. Kiriyomer Ravuna lotam adarim b'mirpeset, hachinami lotam that are actually darim b'mirpeset, and they're not 20 har. Yehachi ema seifa pochot mikan lechatzer. Why? Now it turns out lezebepetach and it should aser. Indeed, by lechatzer means af lechatzer, and it does aser. V'shneim aserim. And by the way, hachinami mistava. Menektani seifa b'medvarim amurim b'smucha. Explain that, my lachatzer. Ilem lachatzer, what? And it's mutter? Amai, reshuta de tarvayu. Ela my lachatzer, you even have to agree that here it means af lachatzer, v'shneim basurim. I claim it means exactly the same thing in the reisha. Akinam my lachatzer, af lachatzer, v'shneim basurim, shma mino. Tzna, chuyat abor v'yatsela shen gavoyin asur lem repeset, b'chot mikan lachatzer. Amar Avuna, meaning lo tam adarim on the level of the merpesa of Tenak Sela. Bor ma'ikala meima. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Eider, Rav Yehuda achra b'bor malaya mayim askina. So, while chasra, ayah, b'kima dechi ma'ya sharia, ki chasra nami sharia. Why? Just the opposite. Kima dechi chasra asira, ki ma'ya nami asira. El amar abaye, achra b'bor malaya perot askina. So what? V'sval chasra. No, perot of tevel. So then why say it at all? Sela. I would say that's because there's no gezeira on a sela of a bor. In other words, Ketzad Ziz Yotzeim in HaKotel, Lamata Miyasar Al-Khotzer, Lamala Miyasar Al-Aliyah. Okay, what about Beni Beni? Apparently it's Aser. Why? Because it's equivalent to Rishiyas. And that's what Rav says. Even though it's one Shilsho, one Zerika. Amr Nachman, no. Ocha Bekotel Tisha Asar Askinan total. The Ziz Yotzeim Imenu Lamata Miyasar Al-Zebe Petach There is no case here of Lezebe Shilshul, Lezebe Zerika. Toshma, Shtei Gezuz Traot, Zul Lamala Mizu, Asula El Yonah, this magic Bechitza for the water, Velo Asula Tachtona, Shtei Hen Asirot Ad Sheye Avu. Why is that? One of them is Beshilshul, one of them is Bezerika plus Shilshul. Rebada Bar Av, it's talking about Beboim B'nei Tachtona Derech El Yonah in order to get to the hole. Abai Omar, no. You don't have to come on to that. Kagon Dekaima Betok Asrada Adani, and I don't care where the hole is. Lomi Boy Kom, Lomi Boy, Asula Tachtona V'lo Asula El Yonah, it would be over there also. The Kibbutz would go Asrada Adani Kaimin Asrana Adani. There, I sure for sure. There's no reason why they should be seen as different. Which makes it inconvenient for the Tachtana. I would say that it's no good because I say it's no good because maybe I would have thought that the Yusik should define the difference and late velezesh tashmishov benacha. Kamash Balan, that since the Goasara Kainin, they nonetheless asuna adadi despite the fact that there's different levels of usage. Just kill them, Rav Nachman Meshmuel, Gaga, Sabuch, Roshut HaRabim, Tzarech Sulam Kavua La'atiro. Now, why Sulam Kavua? What's wrong with the Sulam Arai to walk along the God? My time, Allah Mishum Nekiva Nebetok Atzar Dadari Kaime, Asri Ha'adari, Masker of Papa. How do you know that that's the reason? Maybe the reason is, Kisharabi Mechatfim Allah Bekutma V'sutra. And therefore, it has nothing to do with ten. It has to do with usage. Very good. Jackets and hats. Mm-hmm.